Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. We're kicking off hour number three of the Monday Night Edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Still to come, kid's been punished for having a toy gun at school, except he brought it to school to turn in. But they punished him anyway. We'll give you the details. Also, California possibly looking at outlawing private health insurance. That's not so good news. And also, how long would it take to read the law? I mean, if ignorance of the law is no excuse, well, what if you actually wanted to go and become
not
less
ignorant?
We'll figure all that out and more. Of course, your calls about whatever's on your mind, like what's the frequency, Kenneth, for, calling from Galt's Gulch. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, all of
us. Hey, guys.
Torgo and Manwich. Hey,
all that sounds made up.
It does. Hey, I'm really from Galt's Gulch.
No, for people that don't know what Galt's Gulch is, what is that?
Well, it's the place where people live their own life, and they don't live in the stead of anyone else or expect anyone else to live for them.
Ah, okay, obviously Fantasyland. Okay,
well, it's a reference to Ayn Rand's
Ayn Rand.
Well, you know, a lot of people consider anarchy to be Fantasyland, too.
Well, there's no anarchy right now.
It's Fantasyland then, isn't it?
Well, you could actually claim that we live in anarchy and there's just a group of thugs calling themselves a government.
We don't live in anarchy. We live in disorder and chaos.
Hmm.
All caused by the government.
All right. So what's on your mind?
I want you to remind me first, before we get into this, what do libertarians believe about the use of force?
We don't believe in it. We don't believe in initiating it.
Okay, good.
To achieve political or social goals.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. You don't believe in initiating it. Now, I never would have expected Ian to be the unprincipled one, but he got away with something Thursday night, and only one caller called him on it right at the beginning. And I think Manwich knows what I'm talking about.
What is it?
This is when Ian said that the father of a potential child should be forced to have to live with having had sex, but that the woman should not.
What now?
This is regarding the paternity issue that we were discussing.
Uh-huh.
You know, women have the opportunity to have an abortion up to 4.5 months in most state, not
right.
South Dakota. And whereas men they don't have the opportunity to have an abortion because they're not carrying the child.
Right.
So they
Ian said that if the potential father doesn't want to be forced, that he should have a contract in advance. And I think Ian has it 180% wrong. Because if the woman potentially wants to force the man, then she should have the contract.
No, I agree with that. I think that I think I pointed out that I don't like the laws as we have them. I'd rather they not be there, and I'd rather that contracts be in place. And I agree with you. Yeah, I think there should be sexual contracts between both parties prior to activity like this.
In the absence of a contract, no one should be forced. And if two people consent to sex, then the man shouldn't be have to force for the woman's decision to keep the child.
But as long as we have the laws on the books that we
we're talking about the way things should be, not the way things are because the government screwed everything up.
Yeah, I think that's the way things should be,
okay.
Sure.
Okay, I just wanted to clarify that because you didn't come across that way Thursday night, and I would hope that having a chance to go through it the way we have, that you would say what you said.
All right, well, there you go. Thanks for the call.
All right,
1-800-259-9231. Sorry I didn't make that clear enough. I think that as long as we've got the laws on the books that are the way they are, and that is that both parties to a pregnancy share responsibility, I think that they should continue to share responsibility. If you want to get rid of those laws, then that's another story. 1-800-259-9231.
I don't understand what kind of securitist logic you've used here. I mean, because I heard something completely different on Thursday than what I'm hearing today.
What's the difference?
Well, I heard on Thursday, if you have sex with a woman, you should be responsible for paying for the child that you had.
That's the way the laws are today, and that's how I feel.
Right. So you're talking about the way the laws are today,
right.
Not how they should be. So now,
which is very different than the way you normally speak.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
I see. It kind of bugs me that that guys want to bail out on. What was bothering me on Thursday night was that you were saying that guys should be able to bail out on responsibility for having a kid, and I think that it's an equal responsibility. I think that both parties are having sexual relations with one another.
I don't think guys should be forced into paying child support when they mm-hmm. didn't want a child.
I understand. 1-800. I don't really want to get back into it. 800-259-9231 to Walt in Kansas City. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Walt.
Hello. Good evening, Walt.
I want to address the one gentleman a while ago that brought up the impeachment for our good buddy up there and his good buddy's right-hand man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he was talking about all these different parties. You know, well, that's a good idea. My daddy had a saying for good ideas. As with many good ideas, they don't always work. The problem is, none of those pieces of garbage up there are going to impeach anybody.
Why?
That's not going to happen.
What makes you say that?
Because they're all in the same damn boat.
Well,
I mean,
now, Torgo,
Walt. If it sinks, they're all going down.
Well, now, hold on a second. To give credit where credit's due, there are 30 different representatives that have formed a coalition or something?
They've actually already signed and sponsored a House referendum to begin to put together an impeachment committee.
Okay,
do you think
guys,
they're just going through the motions, that they're just pretending, Walt?
Okay, guys, let's go back to the Bob Schultz issue and the We the People Foundation. How many senators and representatives met with Bob Schultz and the people that went up there to discuss the income tax?
Zero.
None of them.
There you go. They're all garbage.
Well, there's no doubt that they're all garbage, but Walt, you know that sometimes they do fight amongst themselves a little bit, and in this case, we might be able to parlay that into impeachment.
You know what?
I don't have my hopes up, though.
Actually, no. I mean, you know, whatever you do, folks, don't get your hopes up on this.
No,
because my attitude is, forget the impeachment. Let's get all of the House, the Senate, all of the House representatives, and all of the Senate, and all the executive branch there for treason.
Walt, on this. Hold on just a second, Walt. I think I agree here, because this is sort of the point I was trying to make with the previous gentleman, is if we do manage to get an impeachment, are the libertarians going to win? I mean, how are we going to benefit? We're just going to get back the Democrats rather than the Republicans.
Yeah, nothing's
I don't know about
change.
You, but I wasn't happy with them either.
Nothing's
going
to change.
You know, and this is the whole thing. Everything is set up on the two-party system, and like I've told you guys, I'm actually a registered Republican, but the thing is, I probably am a liberal conservative, liberal in the terms of a liberal amount of freedom and conservative in a very, very, very extremely limited small government, you know.
Same
and
here.
So the Libertarian Party would probably fit me, but I also believe in going by nothing, throwing everything out, and going right back to our 200-year-old, as G.W. put it, that GD piece of paper.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be possible to...
No, I don't think any of that's possible. I'll tell you what I think is possible. I think these pieces of garbage... Oh, by the way, for everybody that doesn't know, you know the bird flu is a man-made concoction.
Well, I think it's mostly a hoax anyway, but okay.
Well, anyway...
garbage.
Pardon me?
The pieces of garbage? Go ahead with that thought.
Yeah. You know, these pieces of garbage, you know, they're not going to do anything because they're all in the same boat.
In other words,
they're not going to pull the plug. Because if they pull the plug, they're all going down.
Well, or as Manwich pointed out, even if they do, nothing's really going to change anyway. Thanks for the call.
The honest people do not have a chance.
All right, Walt, have a great night, man. Thank you. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. All right, here it is. The question is, how long would it take to actually read the law? I mean, you've always been told, as you've been growing up, that ignorance of the law is no excuse. Well, what if you want to become less ignorant? What if you want to become informed and actually know the law? How long would it take if you were to go down and look at the law books and spend some time every single day of your life reading the law?
What, 2-3 weeks?
One of our listeners has done the math. We'll share it with you. 800-259-9231, your calls about whatever's on your mind. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. Dial it up, 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. It, you'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free. You take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Visit the wiki. It's our newest feature on our website, and it's totally listener-controlled. The entire thing has been created by you, the listener. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com. That's wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. You can literally edit virtually any page of the wiki. With the exception of the front page, the entire thing is open to editing. And the front page, you have to post, basically you have to post suggestions, and then the certain people in charge of the front page will change it. But otherwise, you can add to it, you can edit it, you can change it. It's yours. Wiki.freetalklive.com. And don't forget, the Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. All right. So one of our listeners did a little bit of math, and he posted this on our bulletin board system under the Promoting Liberty Forum. And he figured out how long it might take. It was, rough estimates.
Mm-hmm.
How long it might take to actually read federal laws. Now, state laws, local laws were not factored in here. So we're just talking about the federal government. Because after all, ignorance of the law is no excuse, as they say over and over again.
And this doesn't include IRS rules or anything like that. This is just the law.
Well, here's what he has to say. He says, let's take the average adult. Let's pretend like you're going to read the laws at the point when you turn 18.
Okay.
Okay. Let's take the average adult reading, speed reading, about 250 words per minute. That seems a little fast.
Yeah, that's a pretty good clip.
Figure an eight-hour day. Say that instead of being involved in productive labor, you're just spending your life reading the laws. That's 120,000 words per day. Figure out 250 work days per year, 5 days a week, 50 weeks per year, 2 weeks off for vacation and some potential law breaking, he says. And that leaves 30 million words per year. Now, what he's doing is he's looking at the average life expectancy is about 77, leaving 59 years to get this done in. The average federal registry each year is about 65,000 pages.
Oh, no.
I don't know the word count, but figuring it's 250 words per page, that's over 16 million words. Now, you might think that at this point that it almost seems physically possible. But remember, that's only the federal government. Also, it's not only the current year's laws, but all laws from previous years that you'd have to adhere to. So each year, you spend half of your time on the current year and half on a previous year. After 59 years, this catches you up, but not quite 30 years before your birth. All else is physically out of your reach, as you'll be dead at that point.
Wow.
Conclusion, it is not physically possible to familiarize oneself with all laws and regulations, which means that ignorance, while not an excuse, is certainly a fact. A general principle that goes against physical facts cannot be adhered to by any sane individual. Ignorance being no excuse is flatly ridiculous on these grounds. So the estimate there is that after 59 years of reading the law straight, 8 hours a day, you would only get through about 30 years worth of federal laws that you could read.
Nuts. Now, how come we can't have a government that's designed that people can understand? I mean, really, does it have to be that damn complicated?
Well, it was pretty simple in the very beginning.
And actually, no, that's saying that you'd get through about 107 years worth of laws. Because you would get up through 30 years prior to your birth. So you'd get all of the years that you were doing it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And 30 years prior to your birth. So if you lived to be 77, 30 years prior, it's 107 years worth of laws.
Ah. But nonetheless,
you have to count the years forward, too, from where you're reading.
Right. So nonetheless, though, it wouldn't get it done.
No,
you wouldn't be able to make it. And that wouldn't even scratch the surface of your local laws and zoning regulations and all those other things.
Forget state laws which outlaw murder, you know?
Yeah.
The ones that actually count for something.
So you were saying you wish that the government could be simple and understandable.
Absolutely. There's no reason why we shouldn't be able to do this for the American people. I mean, if these legislators are such great people, such knowing, all-knowing, awe-inspiring people, can't they just figure out how to make laws so that people can consume them? I mean, if ignorance of the law is no excuse, I should be able to consume all the laws in a day?
A day, maximum.
Yeah.
Maximum.
Perhaps. Perhaps I could dedicate one day per year to law consuming.
Or maybe we could have a semester-long class in high school that they could just review new laws. They could review different laws every day, and by the time the semester was over, they'd learned all of the laws in the land.
It seems reasonable to me.
Whereas what we currently have is totally unreasonable. Physically
absolutely.
Unreasonable.
Yes.
So
not even just out of the realm of possibility.
So big thanks to Jetlag Q on the BBS for figuring all that out. Very interesting.
1-800.
Yeah, 800-259-9231. Do you think that would hold up in court? You know, if you
I would be interested. That's what I was playing through my mind while you were reading it. Is the lawyer, the libertarian lawyer probably would have a ponytail. You know how that is. Suit, ponytail, maybe a goatee, perhaps. Saying, ladies and gentlemen of the jury. And then they beep, 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 comes in the forklift. This is the Federal Registry for 2006.
Yeah.
This is all the laws that a human is supposed to know, a United States citizen is supposed to know for 2006. Now, I want you to imagine this pallet of paper repeated every single year of a person's life and all the years previously. Now, granted, on back into the 1800s and the 1700s, it was probably smaller. But still,
yeah.
can the defendant, my client, be held responsible for knowing these laws? Can you read this in a year?
Yeah. Sounds like you got another career there, man.
I don't know. I was just thinking about it.
1-800-259-9231.
I would love to see Man with a Ponytail.
It would be an it would be an interesting approach. If anybody ever tries it, definitely let us know. To the phones we go. You take control of the airwaves. Nathan in Wisconsin, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Nathan, what's on your mind?
You guys would all agree that fiat currency and Federal Reserve notes are a bad thing, more or less, right?
Yeah, greenbacks are backed by nothing, and they're virtually worthless. The only reason they're worth something is because people believe that they are.
Okay.
You can buy stuff with them.
So that means that you guys are all out there using Liberty dollars instead, right?
We are not.
No.
As often as we can, though. It's our exclusive form of currency.
No, I've used Liberty dollars as often as I can, but I don't go out very often. The few times I have, I've been successful at certain locations. I've used them at the ice cream store, at Office Max. Office Max has taken them 4 times, by the way.
Yeah, and they've taken them twice for me, too.
And the first 2 times I left them, I left my business card so they could call me back and buy it back.
I did the same.
And they never called.
Also, I'd like to say we have another little trick. Is we take Federal Reserve notes and we stamp Free Talk Live, Pro Liberty Talk Radio, on them so that we're marketing the show with the Federal Reserve notes.
Well, what was your point by bringing that up, Nathan?
Well, my point is that I have not been able to spend... I bought a gallon of milk with them, and that was it.
Okay.
And everywhere else I went to, they looked at me like I was an idiot. And
really?
I don't blame these people, because... I totally buy into the concept, but in the real world, you just can't spend them.
Well, that's because the real world doesn't know what they're looking at. I mean, in a lot of cases, I'll hand the Liberty dollar or the silver Liberty, which is now it's actually a $20 piece. It's a $20 piece that you hand over to the person. They'll ooh and they'll look at it like, wow, what is this? You know, why do you actually want to spend this with us? Because they think it is pretty. It's a very nice thing to look at. And then they'll refuse it because they're not sure about it, or they can't deposit it in their bank account. So the whole system is designed against it. It really is quite a challenge to get people to use it. But I think that as more Liberty lovers get together, for instance, in New Hampshire in the Free State, you're going to find that more companies and more individuals are going to be offering things for sale at two different price points. You'll be able to buy it with silver, and you'll be able to buy it with regular FRNs. Thanks for the call, Nathan. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they turn brown and they shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
If you're thinking about replacing your home's windows, think Sears. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt in for easy cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and save $375 on select styles. Trust Sears for professional installation, convenient financing options, and best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call Sears now at 1-800-393-8378 and save $375 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now, 1-800-393-8378. That's 1-800-393-8378.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The filter mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable filter mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That is toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. Bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwin.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Grab the archives. We've got months and months of the show. They're all for free right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. So, Manwin, you kind of still wanted to explore this Liberty Dollar idea. It's something that we happen to be fans of here on Free Talk Live, the idea of getting back to a currency with some backing to it. Back in the old in the olden days of America, the money system actually had something behind it. The Federal Reserve notes that you now have used to say silver certificate at the top instead of Federal Reserve note, and you could actually go and exchange it for the silver that it was supposed to be valued at. You could go and grab the silver. After 1934, they stopped printing that on there, and they became Federal Reserve notes. Eventually, the silver backing went away, and now we just have pieces of paper that we all carry around in our wallet. The reason they're worth something is because the federal government mandates that people accept them. That's what a fiat currency is.
It says that right on it.
Right. It should be accepted for all debts, public or private.
Right.
Now, that doesn't mean that you can't accept other things as payment. If I have a debt to you, I can accept a box of bananas if I'd like.
And the federal government will tax you on those, too.
I can accept silver, which is what the Liberty Dollar is all about. And you can get more information on the Liberty Dollar at dollar.freetalklive.com. But Nathan called in a moment ago, and he was concerned that he'd gotten some Liberty Dollars, and he's having a tough time spending them.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've gotten Liberty Dollars from you.
Right.
I regularly, when you get them, I'll purchase some. And I like them. They're pretty.
Yes.
And I can't wait to see the new $20 ones, Con. And I've read the book. And I agree with a large portion of the book. They kind of get into the Bilderbergers and Rothschilds a little bit, but, you know, that's okay.
Well, that's okay, because they really were bankers.
They really were.
It's appropriate.
It does seem like they're talking about the actual history there. Anywho, what I'm talking about is, since they are not recognized as currency...
No, they are currency. They're just not widely recognized.
Okay. Since people don't recognize them as debt, public and private, as to be, good for debt, public and private,
okay,
they can be kind of difficult to spend. Now, I've never really had any trouble. I've had a couple of times where people would say they'd rather have dollars than Liberty Dollars.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give it to them. It doesn't matter to me, but I haven't had that much trouble. I certainly haven't run into
it. You haven't gone out and done it a lot, though, either.
I haven't bewildered. I've done it more than 10 times.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. I haven't been, yelled at to the point that I'm standing there going, reduced
right.
to a pile of sludge in front of the person. But I feel like I'm trying to get over on them sometimes, you know?
Trying to pull one over on
them? Yeah, even if I leave the card, because often what happens to my understanding, I'd say this is the majority of what happens, is the person actually purchases the Liberty Dollar themselves out of the drawer and replaces it with
right.
an FRN.
Yeah, that could happen.
And so essentially what I've done is sold the clerk a collectible.
Uh-huh.
And it's kind of, I don't know if that's really the point.
Well, no, the point, now that's okay, because the point is that on the Liberty Dollar, there's an address, there's a phone number, there's a website address
website.
And a phone number. And so the idea is...
Oh, on the regular bill, but I've only spent the coins.
No, on the coins. The website address is on the coins.
The website is, but the telephone number is not.
Well, there used to be a phone number on there.
I don't believe there is.
Anyway, the idea is to get it into anybody's hands and have them say to themselves, well, gosh, what is this thing? Oh, look. Here's some contact information,
yeah.
and have them go and read about it, and then learn what real money is, and
mm-hmm.
learn what backed money is. So it's okay if the cashier takes that home, because then the cashier might become educated as to what this really is. And it's spending the Liberty Dollar is as much of an educational outreach project as anything else.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's good to get silver out there into circulation, but really the idea is to educate Americans one by one as to the fact that they've been scammed by the federal government and their Federal Reserve notes.
And often if there's a line, you know, that this whole education process is a little too time-consuming for me. You know,
yeah.
I feel bad. People waiting in line while I'm trying to, you know, trying to get the clerk to take a silver dollar.
Right. Well, that's one.
Silver $10 piece.
That's one important point, is you're not trying to educate somebody while you're there. You're not, when you're spending a Liberty dollar, mm-hmm. you're not supposed to be telling them about fiat currency and telling them about silver backing. And you just want to explain to them that, you know, this is real silver. Their bank probably won't take it. And here's your phone number. If they want to come buy it back from you, do they want to take it or not? What takes time usually is when they call the manager up to accept it.
That's significantly more time than, you know, it would take to spend a $10 bill with Alexander Hamilton's picture on it.
Right. So there's certainly some hoops to jump over, through.
I feel like when I'm feeling particularly liberty-minded, you know, like I've got that little bit of extra zip in my step, then I'm ready to do it. But generally, I don't want to have only Liberty dollars in my wallet. I don't want to at any point just be stuck without FRN.
Oh, of course. I mean, you have to have them to get by in the world. Mm-hmm. However, I think that, you know, as time goes on, as we get up to the free state and more Liberty lovers move up there, more people that realize the value of value-backed currency, the more you're going to see opportunities. For instance, we talked about the Keene Free Press here on Free Talk Live. Mm-hmm. It's a libertarian or anarchist-started press newspaper up in Keene, New Hampshire. And actually, their advertising rates, they accept gold, silver, and Federal Reserve notes for their ad space in the paper. There's, at the Liberty Dollar website at dollar.freetalklive.com, there's a list in any given state. You can punch in your state and your location, and it'll give you a list of all the merchants in the area that accept Liberty Dollars. So there already are businesses that out there that are aware of it, and you know, you could go and buy yourself a pizza, for instance, with the Liberty Dollars. It's not easy to get out there and spread this idea, but nothing worth doing is easy necessarily, is it, Manwich?
No, I'd say there's definitely benefits, and I firmly back value-backed currency.
All right, let's get into a fun issue here because Torgo. You found this in the midst of the show tonight. I just think it is amazing, and we need to talk about it.
I did. Okay, this is a press release. I'm just going to read the press release. and this was released yesterday. On April 24th, 2006. On April 24th, 2006, an historic event will unfold on in-demand pay-per-view television as famed psychics around the world conduct a seance.
None of which we will name here.
To contact John Lennon.
Well, what does it take to become a famed psychic anyway?
I don't know. Perhaps you were right a couple of times?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Should ask Gary Spivey. He became famous, but he did that by being on the Ron and Ron show for years.
I don't even know who that is.
Gary Spivey is my favorite psychic because he's got this white mess on his head. I don't know what it is, like this wig, or I don't know if it's his real hair with like 12 cans of hairspray, but it's just this big white crunchy helmet.
Maybe it helps him tune in the psychic waves.
I guess. I don't know. But anyway, John Lennon was one of the most important musical talents of our time, but he was tragically taken from us too soon. Now, an event will take place that will perhaps allow the world to once again be touched by his genius.
Okay.
Renowned psychics will travel to various sites significant to the former Beatle, outside the Dakota Building in New York, in the shadow of the Capitol Records Building in Los Angeles, and in the town in India where Lennon pursued his spiritual retreat. Psychics will use their exceptional talents to contact him for the first time. That's right. In India, a spirit reader believes... This is my favorite part. In India, a spirit reader believes that he will be able to contact John Lennon to receive musical notes and lyrics from the other side. If successful, these notations will be flown to Los Angeles, where a composer will arrange the notes, add vocals and backgrounds to produce a new song.
I'll bet that's coming.
Could the results be a last musical legacy from beyond?
Okay, we want to explore this a little bit more.
Yep.
Pay-per-view is going to have basically a seance with a bunch of crackpots. And they're going to charge people for this. We'll give you the rest of the details. 800-259-9231. The question is, would you pay for it? That is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from STEM Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting STEM Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and STEM Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cost for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of Stem Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, "No legislation without representation." Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. Archives galore on our website. We got them all, and they're all for free right there on the front page of freetalklive.com. So go get them. We're talking about a scam event going on pay-per-view. It's called A Seance to Contact John Lennon. They're going to get a bunch of crazy psychics together and go to a gravestone or something and sit around in a circle and try to contact John Lennon. They're going to put it on television. And, Torgo, you're giving us the press release here.
Right. They're going to try to get the spirit of John Lennon to write a new song.
That's great.
Now, they're not promising. Now, they've already produced this event. It's obviously not going to happen live. The entire production is done. They've got it. They're holding it, and they're going to just release it on pay-per-view. So they already know whether or not something has happened. Well, and it's interesting the language that they use.
What do you bet they've already produced the song, too?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, I bet that there is no song. I bet they come up with just some excuse like, well, we couldn't get through to him.
No, they will have a song. That single will be released the day after the special.
And you can buy it. It's the day of. As a matter of fact, because they produced the pay-per-view show well in advance of it being aired, the song will have been done by the time it's being aired.
Well, now,
and
this,
now you can
absolutely
pay for
not
it.
Day after. You know why?
Why?
This special airs on April 24th, which is a Monday. New albums are released on Tuesday. So they're going to have this special, and the very next day, John Lennon's new album is available at record store.
It will be a new single, right? Because
they'll put a whole album together.
But it won't be authorized. Now, this on the bottom of the website, it says it's not authorized by the estate of John Lennon. So, therefore, anything that they put out would have to be some sort of an interpretive album of John Lennon's ghost or something. I mean, how could they possibly claim it's his? They can't.
They can't claim anything. This is the best part about this whole thing. There's a description on this website about what you'll see, and it says, imagine a seance conducted by a world-renowned psychic. a psychic, a spirit reader, an Indian guru. You will be amazed by what these experts claim to reveal about the spirit of John Lennon. They can't even in their promotional materials say that they're giving any real information.
Right. This is what John Lennon said.
They're not going to say, this will be revealed about John Lennon. No, we're going to. These psychics are going to tell you that they heard this from John Lennon.
Right. They're
going to
claim things.
Exactly. This company is divesting themselves of any responsibility. Well, just stepping back.
It's fair.
They're doing a very good job of covering themselves.
They are covering, yes.
They're like, we'll just step back. We are not responsible. Thank you for the money.
Yes, you suckers.
Oh, my God.
How much? You're saying this is probably going to cost $19.95, right?
That's going to be my guess is $20.
How many people will sign on for this? This scam, this charlatanism. How many people will pay for this?
The only thing I've ever done pay-per-view is boxing matches. And I really like to see two grown men beat the crap out of each other. So
I've done professional wrestling events via pay-per-view.
In this case, it says actually...
In mine, though, the guys actually are beating each other up.
Well, yeah, but in mine, it's more fun because there's also entertainment involved other than just fighting.
Please.
Anyway, in this particular case, doesn't it say they're going to set up infrared cameras or something, Torgo, in the press release there?
Yeah, let's see. The special will culminate as psychics, colleagues, and confidants sit at a seance table for what promises to be the most incredible 30 minutes of psychic contact ever recorded.
Now, these confidants and former colleagues of John Lennon are going to be the most periphery people that you can imagine. Because nobody who's, like, in any way really attached...
I promoted a concert for him.
Right. It'll be like, John Lennon's driver, tour bus driver for this leg of one tour in 1967.
I can see the seance now. By the way, that claim about the seance is pretty lame, too.
Yeah.
What was it, the most interesting or the most exciting thing?
The most incredible 30 minutes of psychic contact ever recorded.
Now, wait, doesn't the word incredible actually mean lack of credibility?
yeah. You look at it and you go, I can't believe this is real. Because it's no matter how hard I try, I can't believe it.
I can just imagine this, the psychic sitting around, I'm getting a word, it's help, help! And then, of course, they'll turn to the experts, does that sound like John to you? Yes, as a matter of fact, he wrote that song back in the
60s. Help!
Yeah. This is going to be so absurd. If anybody watches this, we definitely want to hear about it. 800-259-9231. We got to go to the phone, so it is your show to Kevin in Illinois. Kevin, you're on Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves, Kevin. What's up?
Kevin? I got a question about the Liberty Dollar.
Sure, Kevin.
I got a couple parking tickets, and I was wondering if I could pay them using the Liberty Dollar.
I doubt that they would allow you to do that, Kevin. That's the government you're dealing with. In that case, I think you're going to have a real tough time.
All right.
Was that it?
Yep.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Not that we're the Liberty Dollar helpline or anything like that, but I have a hard time believing that any government agency would take anything besides an official government note.
It takes some initiative to accept the Liberty Dollar as payment for something, and initiative isn't really what government bureaucrats are known for.
Right. They are known for abiding by the rules and going through the correct processes, and that's it.
CYA, as it were.
Exactly. 1-800-259-9231. All right, California news. These people are out of their minds. A plan to outlaw private health insurance, according to Reason.com, has been proposed by one senator in California, one state senator. They are proposing to create the California Health Insurance Agency, a state government-run, single-payer system for financing the health care for all Californians.
They are doomed.
The bill, if enacted, would abolish all private health insurance in the Golden State.
Well, as though the Golden State couldn't make its own health insurance company.
That's what they're doing.
And then just compete against the other health insurance company.
Oh, no, they can't do that.
No, they couldn't do that.
They have to abolish all the other competition.
Sure.
Her legislation essentially aims to replicate the system of socialized medicine in Canada, which, until a recent court ruling in Quebec, made all private health care illegal. The health care proposal is more authoritarian than the systems in the UK or Germany, and we'll get into some details. 800-259-9231. It's on the table in California, and those socialists love this stuff, so it'll probably pass. More Free Talk Live coming up.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world.
For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com. Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Sheryl Crow sings about them, and everybody makes them. But you don't need 20/20 hindsight to prevent them. When I come back, I'll go over a few of my favorite mistakes not to make at the car lot. Bobby Likas here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
Like Cheryl said, mistakes can cost you. And here are a few to avoid when making your next car buying decision. 1. Car love is blind, so don't let it cloud your decision. If you're stuck on a particular model, you may not see alternatives that are better suited in the long term. Instead, use 20/20 foresight by doing upfront research, like reviews and ratings. 2. Keep those bifocals on as you closely look at the price. Consider negotiating up from the dealer cost, not down from the sticker price. And 3, no speed dating. Rather, devote enough time for a thorough walk around and test drive. Finding your perfect match is really something to crow about. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Great deal, Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. Only moments remain here, so if you want to get your call in, now's the time to do it. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything there is for free. Archives, Shrine of Female Listeners, live streaming, bulletin board system, and more, all on the house. But if you want to voluntarily support the show, then we can we suggest that you amp Free Talk Live. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn all about the Amplifier program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. Over 200 of our listeners have become Free Talk Live amplifiers for as little as $3 a month. So if you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, you want to support us, go to amp.freetalklive.com, get the details, learn about the perks, learn about how when we reach our goal with the AMP program, we're going to cut back on commercial time by 25%. There's a lot of neat things that we can do if you AMP the show at amp.freetalklive.com. California looking at passing a universal health care program. The particular senator in charge of this idea is saying that her government's single-payer health care system will cover all Californians, including the one-fifth who are uninsured now, and she claims it'll be cheaper than the private health insurance.
Well, sure. Would she claim this is going to cost three times as much and cover you a lot less?
Well, how is she claiming this? Well, in order to control rising health care costs, her plan pegs annual growth in health spending to growth in California's economy. But is that the right amount of spending? In fact, we know as people earn more, they generally choose to spend higher percentages of their incomes on health care. For instance, economic studies show that for every 1% increase in income, families generally prefer to increase their health care spending by 1.6%. So let's consider a simplified example of how the plan would lead to less spending on health care than most Californians would like. Take the Californian median household income of $50,000. The median means half earn more, half earn less, $50,000. And assume that each household spends an average of 20% or $10,000 on health insurance and out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. Then let's assume California's economy continues to grow and that median family income climbs to $80,000. If economists are right, this means that California families on average would prefer to spend $19,600 on health care annually. In other words, people would rather buy health care than the biggest houses or the fastest cars that they could afford with the higher income. However, under the bureaucrats' proposal to fix health care spending at the growth rate of the economy, California health insurance bureaucrats would allocate only an average of $16,000 per year to each family. And since it would be illegal for California families to buy supplemental private insurance, they would be getting much less access to doctors and modern treatments than they might prefer. And that, of course, ignores all of the, there's more to the article, but the other point is, government is one size fits all.
Yeah.
Private insurance, even though it's heavily regulated by the government, at least you can somehow pick and choose the kind of coverage that you want.
Right.
In this case, you're going to get the government coverage, and that's it. And that's what you'll be stuck with. And it's outrageous that this is going on. But, of course, Californians appear to love these kind of ideas. It's socialism all the way in California, so it wouldn't surprise me if this particular bill got through. It's being proposed at the moment. It hasn't happened yet. But will California be the first state with universal health care, with a totally, completely socialized health care system?
I'd say that the answer to that question is absolutely true. California will be the first state with socialized medicine.
Well, Vermont's trying pretty hard, too.
I don't think that they're going to get this particular one through, because it takes a while for the socialists to wrangle on what the specifics are. But
even the Republicans there are socialists, so I don't know how long they'll be wrangling on it, and I'm sure our California listeners will keep us up to date on this one. It's been Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manly.
We shall see you again tomorrow night, same time, same place, online, of course, as well, at freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.